Construction of the nation's first commercial-size offshore wind farm off Martha's Vineyard was supposed to start soon, but the project has stalled. Developers of the Vineyard Wind project had hoped to receive an environmental go-ahead from federal regulators this month, but unexpectedly, they did not. Now, the $2.8 billion clean energy project is in limbo. Yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker went to Washington to try and jumpstart the project. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman of our Earthwild team joins us with this update. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Deb.
So Vineyard Wind was supposed to be the vanguard project that launched a new clean energy economy, right?
Yeah, that's right. With Massachusetts at the epicenter, we've got some of the world's great wind resources just south of Martha's Vineyard and then further out. And Vineyard Wind was going to be the first of many offshore projects. The design called for 84 massive wind turbines generating more electricity than the recently closed Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant.
So everything was going along as expected. The developers received signed 20-year contracts with utilities to buy power. The price, right, was very low.
Incredibly low. It surprised everyone. And it got most of its state and local permits already, except for one that was denied by Edgerton Conservation Commission in June. That's being appealed by the developers. But earlier this month, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Deb, the federal agency that regulates offshore wind, surprised everyone and didn't provide a final environmental impact statement. Now, technically, it doesn't have to issue that study until next March, but it was expected mid-July, and Ocean Energy Management is not given any reason for the delay.
So no idea why that wasn't issued?
Nope. But, you know, this is the nation's first offshore wind project of commercial scale, so they wanted to get it right as a precedent. But Reuters did investigate and found that two other government agencies have concerns about the impacts on the project on fisheries and fishermen in the area.
And the project, Vineyard Wind, cannot proceed without that environmental impact statement.
No. It's a big concern. Construction schedule was to begin this fall. This is a huge project, perhaps the largest privately funded project in state history. Every step was supposedly timed and carefully choreographed. For example, there's a unique ship in Louisiana that's needed to place the towers in their foundations offshore. It's reserved for years in advance. There are skilled workers that have to be hired. Their Vineyard Wind says if it can't stick to its schedule, the whole project could be in trouble. So here's Anthony Logan. He's a senior research analyst for the U.S. wind market with Wood Mackenzie.
Suppliers should be lined up for this project by now. And there's a ton of contracts flying around with very specific dates that are not to be trifled with.
And Deb, one very important deadline is February 2022. That's the date that the wind farm has to begin generating electricity to meet its contracts with the three utilities that are going to be buying the power. And Deb, that's not very far off.
Right. So what does the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management say about this?
Well, not much. They're tight-lipped. They haven't said anything. Yesterday, Governor Baker was in D.C., and he met with the Secretary of the Interior, which oversees the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management.
I thought the meeting was a good one. Our goal is going to be to get as much clarity as we can over the next several days and then work with Vineyard to put together a cure plan because we really want this project to happen.
So it's going to be a full court press, Deb. A lot is at stake. You know, members of Congress are lobbying the administration. And wind analyst Anthony Logan, he says he's optimistic.
They will pull strings where strings are available to be pulled to make sure that the project can still get over the finish line, even if there's some delays here.
But, you know, there are a couple of unknowns, Deb. If construction doesn't begin this year, the project could lose its federal subsidies, investment tax credits, which are getting phased out.
So at this point, just wait, see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to see if it's fair winds or foul, I guess you could say, for the nation's first grid-scale offshore wind farm.
Okay, always a pun. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah. At least I didn't say you'd have to be a weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing.
Let's stop right there.